welcome everybody to the State of the Cast right here on A Cast of the Past. This is a podcast that we've been contemplating working on for a very long time because we've known each other for 15 years. Think about the fact that somebody from Puerto Rico, yours truly, Juan Velez, Ryan McNulty from Boston, Massachusetts, Keith Poshick from Winnipeg, Manitoba, now hailing from London, Ontario. The three of us have literally grown together. For 15 years, we've been consuming professional wrestling, video games, a hell of a long time, man. Like, I know you two more than most other people in my life. So this podcast just kind of naturally happened. And we feel that it's important every couple of months just to sort of sit down here and really contemplate on, you know, what's going on with the podcast, things that we've loved, things that we could definitely stand to improve on, our favorite things, lessons learned. So for this episode, Keith is still dealing with a computer problem that may or may not be solved in the between the stuff, but we want to be real about these things. But what's important is that we want to be transparent about this podcast. So generally speaking, Mr. McNulty, how you feeling about A Cast of the Past content-wise with what we've done?
I've enjoyed it a lot. Like I said, like when we started this podcast, it was going to give us a chance to experience those movies or games that maybe we missed along the way that, you know, one of the other members of the show really enjoyed and we just never got around to it. And as well as go back to maybe games or movies we haven't watched in a very long time and ask ourselves, do these still hold up? Are they as good as we remember them? So it's been a fun experience to do both of those.
You know, it really has. And for me, and we have a Discord, castofthepast.com/Discord. And I feel the podcast really has changed the way that it's reignited my love for games as a whole, because I feel like with so many current games that focus on multiplayer, free-to-play, you know, loot boxes, the fact that we play games from the past, like movies, generally speaking, you pop a disc in, right? Or you go to Netflix and the movie's there. You're going to spend about an hour and a half watching that. But especially with the video games that we cover, you're reminded of the fact that so many games packed a ton of content at the very beginning, not expecting DLC, not expecting to nickel and dime you. And yeah, some games don't necessarily hold up, but going all the way back to the first episode when we did A Link to the Past, like that was a game that I played very little of growing up because I just never got it. And the fact that you realize, like, damn, look at all the influences that modern games still to this day have as a result of that game. So has that been a really good experience? Because not only have we played that, you know, we've touched on games like Pokemon Snap, who people always say, when are we going to get a remaster or a port or something? Have you enjoyed that travel through time?
Yeah, definitely. You know, looking at a video game episode specifically, Resident Evil 2, right? I was always the Silent Hill guy. And Resident Evil 2, going back and playing that, even though I didn't finish the game before episode, which I already like broke my vow. After
you're never going to live that down.
We finished that episode. I went back, I played that game, and then I did the B storyline, and I really enjoyed it way more than I ever thought I would. And now I want to play some of the other Resident Evil games, and you know, they reminded me so much of my first time playing through Silent Hill that it like kind of recaptured that magic for me. So that was probably one of my more favorite experiences so far.
One of the things that I loved, and you're a really good example of that with the RE2 episode, is that I remember Sony, in contrast to Microsoft, has been nostalgia, but let's focus on the future, not so much on the past, because people say with the nostalgia, a lot of games, maybe you thought about them in a positive light, but you go play them now, and it's like, ooh, it's kind of ugly. But here are you that never played Resident Evil 2, so there's like a thousand reasons, especially the fact that we got the remake. You could just play the remake. You have no reason to play the original one, and yeah, you could force yourself to technically review it for the podcast, but the fact that somebody like you was able to play that game and enjoy it, and at the same time, much like me, it stimulates you to think, huh, if I like that game, which other games from that generation or within those years, you know, could I maybe enjoy? Like, yeah, some things don't maybe hold up, like tank controls, clunky graphics. It's very blocky, you know, especially when you think about PS1.
There's more of a charm to it than I thought, though.
Yeah, yeah. And it does bring up the question, though, of just like, which consoles are we going to think differently about as time goes by? Because I feel like when you think about N64, like I mentioned, we did Pokemon Snap. That game plays about it exactly as well as I remember it. I think that the N64 generation really, like, nostalgia versus reality is similar. I feel like with PS1, a lot of games there, mechanically speaking, definitely are more rough around the edges and noticeable now. Like, whew, maybe they're a little tough.
A lot more PS1 games tried for realistic graphics, yep. And I think that's why they don't hold up quite as well. But you know what? The games are still great. They really are. And I thought just because the graphics were bad, I was hesitant to go back to a lot of them. But going back, playing RE2, I mean, I played Metal Gear Solid like way after it came out. They're both fantastic games.
Yeah, and another example, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. So we played that, and people always remember either the school level or the soundtrack. And that's kind of like where it stays. But me, I honestly think I was the third wheel in that episode, where I was kind of like, I was forcing myself to play the game. But then I just kept on playing it, and I kept on thinking about the games. Like, this is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 on the PS1. Like, yeah, the draw distance was terrible. It was atrocious, but everything about the game is just so memorable and so awesome. But let's just quickly recap here. So we have reviewed A Link to the Past. We've talked about popular games we've never played. We talked about Grand Theft Auto 3. That's another example of game that maybe graphically speaking doesn't hold up, but it is still fun to play. We talked about the fact that, you know, we have the Resident Evil 2 remake, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. We speculated on the Link's Awakening game. We talked about Katamari Damacy Reroll on the Nintendo Switch. So all of these episodes available right now in the archive. Having said that, Mr. McNulty, selfishly speaking, if you were to choose a future game for us to cover, is there anything that you're either curious about that you never played, or something that you know you played, you're a master of it, but you still want to be able to talk about it in the podcast?
The big one obviously is Silent Hill 2 is the game that I want you guys to experience, because I think it is the pinnacle of that series. And I know with you guys being huge Resident Evil fans, I want you to see the other approach to survival horror. So that's the one I really want to play so that you guys can experience it more than anything. And then there's definitely games, like, I know we've talked about The Last of Us, or for myself, a game like BioShock that I just keep putting off, and I know I need to play them. So those would be up there for me.
See, for me, actually, I have a really weird answer, and I've been stalling on it because apparently there's rumors about a remaster of sorts, Time Splitters 2. So the initial one, you can kind of just cut it off because it was a really bare-bones multiplayer game with some action elements. But the second one, it developed this incredible story. And if you love GoldenEye 007 on the N64, picture that gameplay, but you're traveling through time. It does have the multiplayer. It's got a map creator. It's got a lot of great things. And I did try playing it because I have all three games. Three of them came out. I did play it a couple of months ago. And it definitely doesn't hold up as well as I remember, but the charm is still there. So I would love for us to talk about, like, that entire experience of what's GoldenEye in traveling through time. And I'd love to just talk about that eventually. But getting to movies, because realistically, we are more gamers than movie fans, right? Like, I think we enjoy both definitely, but our passion is about video games. But we've also been using this podcast, as you mentioned, as an excuse to sort of go back in time. And there's so many movies that people quote, that people talk about, and I just go like, I haven't seen the movie. And slowly, because we reviewed See No Evil, so obviously we're getting to the classics now. But how has that experience been? Because it's one thing to watch a movie, but to actually sit down and review it, you know, with a modern lens. But it came out, like Men in Black, came out in mid-90s, but you're reviewing it in 2019. How has that experience been like for you?
It's been interesting. I've definitely looked at kind of all movies I watch more critically now, because knowing, especially after getting in the habit of watching these movies for the podcast, knowing we're going to be talking about it. So I'm thinking about, okay, how did I, you know, it doesn't matter just whether I liked it or not. I have to think about why I liked certain things, why I didn't like certain things. So now I'm really thinking in that kind of manner for any movie I watch. Because, you know, sometimes we'll do these off the rails and we'll still talk about more new movies. So it's really kind of had me in a different mindset for every movie I watch. And it kind of helps me think about more than just, hey, is this bad or is this good? Like, let's actually dig in and figure out why things are good, why things are bad.
So movie-wise, we've talked about The Matrix. We've reviewed Home Alone, the Super Mario Brothers movie, the first Toy Story, The Breakfast Club. I really enjoyed that episode because Keith, I definitely had a very opposing opinion and perspective about that. And like that episode spoke to our different cultures, like different living in three different places. We reviewed Captain America, The First Avenger, Fargo, which was definitely out there. I feel like out of all the movies that we've reviewed, that's the one that people would go like,
yeah,
wait,
it's a little more random.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we talked about Endgame, Men in Black. Now, on the Discord from Jesus316, because I got to say it like that, he actually had a suggestion, and we had a conversation, so what I'm about to say now is not a fact. It's not that it's going to happen or not, but I do want to, in the state of the cast, pull it out here, which that person wanted us to review Sam Raimi's Spider-Man trilogy, which looking as somebody that hasn't watched it since they first came out and years after, I don't think about those movies as positively as most people do. But it brought an idea for me that I'd love to get your reaction, which is, what really inspired this podcast is like a book club type format where we're just living through time, us three sitting down and reacting on the same thing, but other people can also join in, be it on the Discord, on Twitter, things like that. What if we got to a scenario where for very specific movie franchises, so not every one of them, but like a Spider-Man, imagine a scenario where for the next 3 months, we do Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3. We do everything else between. But, you know, like one episode in that month is going to be dedicated to that movie. So that way we're getting people along the ride and we're getting a chance to not just react to the first movie, but we get to react to all of them. And once again, this would not be a thing that could apply to all movies because maybe the next ones are terrible and you're like, what's going to happen? We're not going to watch Home Alone 1 through 89, right? That's not going to happen. But what do you think about something like that that could add some spice to the podcast when we see that it actually makes sense for it?
I really like that because it's fun to, we can look at that entire journey, right? Because the Spider-Man trilogy, I think, is a great example. So I hope we do do it eventually because, you know, Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3, I think there's very different conversations to have with all three of those movies. And you'll kind of get, like I said, that full journey of, okay, we saw Spider-Man 1, it's pretty solid. You know, there's some rough parts, but then Spider-Man 2, a lot of people love. And then we all know Spider-Man 3 is just, you could have three podcasts picking apart Spider-Man 3. So that I think that would be a really fun one to do. And different trilogies or different stories. I mean, you could do a whole thing on the Terminator series. I mean, but God help us, there's a lot of them now.
Let's get to the first three. The trilogy.
Yeah, yeah.
The trilogy,
but, you know, Indiana Jones. Even that has a fourth one. But you know what I'm saying. There's
Batman.
A lot.
You could do,
there's
a you lot could do, to do like there. The early 90s Batman. You could do the Christian Bale Batmans. It's like I mentioned to Keith, you know, I don't remember a lot of the original Star Wars movies. Like, I've watched them on multiple occasions, but I'm not the Star Wars, like, super fan, right?
Star Wars trilogy, you could do the prequel trilogy, you could do the original trilogy. There's a lot of meat on that bone, and I like that because I think, especially if we do one episode and people really enjoy, we get a lot of great feedback, we might as well continue that trilogy or series, depending on what it is.
No, and I think it's good because especially with things that get sequels, like Keith was actually the person that referenced, like Terminator 2 is better than 1, but chronologically, we would review the first one, right? But then we wouldn't have a schedule for the second one. So it'd be like, we could review the first one, but who knows? It's like 3 years before we get to the second one. So I feel like it's nice for like a backlog to be like, hey, check out our three Terminator reviews, or check out the Spider-Man trilogy review.
If someone liked their Terminator review, they're checking out a year later, they're going to be able to go to Terminator 2 and Terminator 3.
Yeah, yeah. So this is really important. Once again, this is not set in stone. This is an idea. So I do want to thank Jesus 316 because that sort of spiraled this noggin that I sometimes activate. And I do think that will be fun for the things that would make sense, which brings up the question for everybody listening. If we were to do some trilogy episodes when they make sense for us, which would you like to have? We already have Spider-Man, the Sam Raimi trilogy as a recommendation. Personally, I would love to do Batman Begins, Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises. There's the original Star Wars trilogy. Send us an email, acastofthepast@gmail.com, or reach out to us, acastofthepast on Twitter. We will definitely write those down. We also have a suggestions box on our Discord channel. So that's where Jesus wrote that. So if you want to give a shout out to Jesus for supporting the podcast, that is a good way to do it. So Mr. McNulty, is there a specific thing that you preferred when it comes to reviewing a good X or Y game or movie versus a bad game or movie? Because when you look at the backlog, it seems like with movies, we've definitely not been afraid to review bad ones. With video games, I guess because they take up more time, we're like, if we're going to torture ourselves, like, let's do the like an hour and a half movie, not a 10-hour experience, right?
Yeah. We haven't really covered any particularly bad games yet at all. I'm pretty sure we've covered some pretty acclaimed games as far as I've seen. So I can't really comment too much on bad games other than I understand your plight of if we're going to play a bad game, I hope it's short because...
I mean, here's an example, just to bring up something that you brought up, like just to go behind the scenes, Twisted Metal 2. That was going to be an episode coming out around this time. I think it's supposed to take up this slot right here, but for X or Y reason, it didn't make the cut. Now, you two bastards hadn't played it. I started playing it. So I could say something about it and it's, hey, guess what? I loved to play that game growing up. I started playing it now. Don't. It's a bad idea.
Yeah. I think we're still going to get to it eventually, right?
No, we can definitely get to it, but it's that thing of let's not be afraid to take risks for games like that.
Yeah. But again, Twisted Metal, I think if assuming you're considering it bad, although we'll wait till the actual episode for the full verdict on that. That at least that's on the shorter side, right? You can if you survive through the game, then you pretty much beat it.
And there's cheat codes.
Yes, of course. But I will say this, that as far as movies, interestingly enough, I actually think I've had more fun on the bad movie episodes. Obviously, there's a lot more of us laughing because we're, you know, making jokes about the movies and everything. But I feel like I also just have a lot more to say, right? I mean, when you watch an incredible movie, there are some plenty of things to gush about, but it's a lot. There's a lot more material, I feel like, when a movie is bad. And I felt like the Super Mario Brothers movie and the See No Evil episodes that we were just having a really good time just pointing out all these hilarious things about the movies. So I do think we should cover some more bad movies because it makes for a pretty hilarious experience a lot of times.
And I think that it's not just about bad movies. I think it's like bad / cheesy movies because, for example, Fargo. I think that I love watching Fargo. I really enjoyed that movie. But for a podcast, I think that was one of the podcasts that I had the least fun recording because we all kind of agree, like, this is an objectively good movie with like good storytelling. But it's like when we're all in agreement.
What do we really have to say about it?
Give me something. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But when it's a bad movie, it's really easy to say it's bad, but then it's like, why? Like, why specifically? Like the Super Mario Brothers episode, I love that we broke that movie down. It wasn't just like, LOL, it's a Super Mario Brothers movie, live action, it doesn't work. We even pulled out the good things about it. Like, I remember one of the conversations that we had is that Dino Hatton, insert cringe here, for as bad as it was for a Mario movie, the fact that they put that time and effort into this fantasy Manhattan is commendable, right? Maybe it led to a bad movie, but if you replace Super Mario Brothers with maybe like a generic or a unique movie franchise, that would have worked. So I think that we definitely should, if it were up to me, I would totally do only like bad and cheesy movies, like the first Mortal Kombat. That's an example of a movie that people say is like, look, it's not a bad movie, but it's cheesy as hell. It's like 90s, like Hackers, the first Street Fighter movie, because freaking Jean-Claude Van Damme represents America. It's hilarious. So those things I would love to talk about.
I totally agree. I think there's a lot more to discuss there, where, you know, a lot of these greats, these classics, it's like, what more can we really add that hasn't been added already? Not that there isn't a place for it. Like I said, I think it's great, especially for those instances where we're talking about maybe covering a trilogy, where, like I said, we can talk about that whole journey. But as far as the one-off movies, I think we should definitely look into covering more bad movies. So definitely let us know what terrible movies we should take a look at, because at the very least, it's maybe only 2 hours of our time on like a really bad video game.
Yeah, and please don't shy away from recommending. If we appreciate the fact that we have like a small but passionate fan base right now, and we want to make this podcast very fun. So if you've been listening to us since day one, you may notice that we don't announce the episodes ahead of time, with the exception of this one, which we brought up 2 weeks ago. Because it's not a movie or a game review, right? It's just like sitting down here. The reason that we purposefully left out the future episodes is that if we tied ourselves up to a topic, but then one of us was like, oh, it'd be awesome if we talked about this. Oh, but we already announced the episode.
Yeah, we want to make ourselves more flexible. Yeah, we want to be more flexible. And if things change on the fly, we can. So instead of promising episodes ahead of time like we usually did, we're now going to just leave that open in case things change. And especially, yeah, we want to be able to take your suggestions and move on it faster. Whereas, you know, if we're planning 3 months ahead of time, you're going to suggest it and you're going to have to wait 3 months before you see it. So not promising that we're going to take every suggestion every time, but if one comes up and it really fits the moment, we're able to do it a lot faster.
Yeah, because we do have a calendar where we try to figure out October. Obviously, there's going to be some horror-themed episodes, like Silent Hill right now is sort of in there. And for December, we're thinking about a project, which is we want to see if December can be the month where we review a lengthy game. So we have a chance to play that, you know, from August through December. Because right now, you may notice we play, generally speaking, shorter games. But we also think that's good for you, because if you listen to that video game episode like Tony Hawk or something like Pokemon Snap, and you want to play that game, you know you don't need to dedicate 20 hours, 40 hours to play that game, because we tend to favor those shorter video games. But I'm excited. I really do love this podcast. It's like I told my wife, like, I have the problem now where, you know, you and I 2 weeks ago did a video about a podcast episode about the games we're excited for in 2019, 2020. Most of the things that I'm playing now are old stuff. Like, not even for the podcast. Like, we brought up, like, that Dragon Ball Advance Adventure game. I'm playing that. I'm playing Astro Boy on the Game Boy Advance. I haven't even watched, like, a series. I don't even know too much about Astro Boy, but I'm playing that. But it's because we get into these conversations that pique my interest about the past, that the future is not nearly as interesting at what we've already lived through, but we kind of overlook, because as kids, we didn't have the money to buy these movies or to buy these games. I'm an adult now. I want to buy 10 Wii U games for no reasons. I can friggin' buy the damn 10 Wii U games for no reason and have that ever-growing backlog.
The Wii U, it's better now than it's ever been.
Yeah, it's super cheap, right? So any closing comments about the state of the cast or a favorite episode, just favorite anecdote about this experience?
Like I said, it's been a great experience so far. I think my favorite episode is, like, it's probably either Super Mario Brothers or See No Evil, just because just so many laughs and such a good time. But like I said, experiences like really, really loving Resident Evil 2. They've been awesome. And, you know, we've been at this, you know, we're coming up on a year already, almost a couple months away from that. It's really crazy how fast time goes by, but it's been a great experience. And I'd love to hear more feedback from those watching and listening, to let us know just, be loud with your suggestions, because we want to be more flexible and reactive to what you guys want to see and what you would like us to experience. Like, think of those things that, you know, those movies or games that you're excited for that, you know, really made your childhood, or those movies or games that you were so hyped up for and they let you down and you want us to feel that same thing. We're happy to live that and react to it and give our take.
It's like talking about that flexibility. One of my favorite episodes, like we just put that out a little while ago, which is the Zelda tier list. Basically, all I did that episode was ask you questions and sort of react, because that was a one-man show and Keith and I just looked pretty on camera for the YouTube version. But even that was something very spontaneous. Like, you were just talking on the Discord, hey, tier lists, they give us a chance to not talk about one specific game, but like a variety of them. And with that one, beforehand, you had done the homework, right, of assigning, like, this is, you know, like Breath of the Wild is S tier, then these multiplayer games are D tier. I would love to have an episode where we see the options for something, but actually talk about it, you know, make the decision live. Because when we used to have a wrestling podcast and we used to talk about like nominees for like end of the year stuff, my favorite thing wasn't the final answer. It was coming up with it, like hearing my perspective, but then Ryan debating that and then Keith going back and forth. Because I think that's like a natural conversation, because it's not just Juan presents or Ryan presents. It's like, here's us live. And I think that's what podcast versus radio gives us an opportunity for. It gives us that flexibility, not just for the podcast episodes themselves, but how that podcast actually happens. You may notice, like, you know, in the weeks between, we put out these smaller episodes that tend to be, you know, 20 to 40 minutes long. That Zelda episode, I think you initially intended it to be like 20 minutes, I suppose, but it turned out to be 47 minutes, 25 seconds on the YouTube version. And to me, it's like, if we cut that, it would remove the essence of the episode. Like, that is the episode. So more so than saying, oh, these are the 0.5s or these are going to be the hour-long episodes, but we're going to make the episodes make sense without stretching for time. So we're not looking for, oh, let's talk a little bit more because we got to fit the hour. If it's like a really bad movie, but at 40 minutes, we kind of said everything there is to say about the movie, then that's fine. And there's a really short game that we were like, damn, we could have like a lengthy discussion about that. And we go off the rails, as we sometimes say, and we talk about some other stuff in the 90s in that episode, but then we go back to the game. I feel like that's us. And I don't want us to be removed for that just for the sake of being professional, because we're podcasting and people subscribe. Like, I think that all of us, you know, you guys and girls watching, listening, thank you. Because there's a ton of podcasts out there. Retro stuff is definitely mainstream now. It's not this, you know, culture, pop culture thing that's like underneath the desk. So the fact that you listen to us, I just want to thank you. And I'm hoping this podcast definitely goes on for a long time, whether we have one listener or 1,000. I just like doing this.
Completely agree. Well said.
So with that being said, if you're listening to this episode, you're probably a passionate cast of the past. You're a pasty. I'm going to call you a pasty. That doesn't sound right. That sounds wrong. But you can leave a 5-star review on Stitcher and Apple Podcasts. It really does help. You can let us know what's your favorite episode, or maybe, hey, keep doing some more of these. We talked a lot about just future things we can do. So just go to the Discord. Best place to interact with us at casttothepast.com/Discord. Consider subscribing to the YouTube channel. I think that is the best way to enjoy that Zelda tier list video episode, because you visually see that unfold. But even when we do those episodes, as you noticed, we're going to make sure that for the audio-only listeners, you're not going to feel like you're getting less of an experience. We want to be very descriptive about what's going out there. So up until next time, thank you for watching and listening, and we'll be back with another exciting episode of A Cast
to the
Past.
Past.
We need Keith. We're the Triforce, man. Without Keith, I just feel like we're just... We need our Navi. Or Tingle. No, it's Keith wanted to be Tingle.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Tingle, come back.